The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday edition. Always better when you participate. The phone lines, they're open. 844-967-2789. I see you waiting. I'll get you soon. But let's first play the fireworks on the Foxy News last night. Going to need your help, Evan. Just a couple of sound bites. Geraldo Rivera. Don't have a hell of a lot of respect for him as a journalist or whatever the hell he's supposed to be. I mean, I remember when he had the Nazis on the show and he got the broken nose, got smacked with a folding chair. Good times. The Geraldo Show. But anyways, he's a Foxy News contributor or something. And somehow he found himself on a panel with Hannity last night. And here's what he had to say. Let's just play for the people. If you would, play cut one. Geraldo Rivera talking to Hannity. Play it.
Was the obvious difference between the riot that happened on January 6th and the 500 odd that you correctly cite as concerning and damaging to America, to our psyche, to our physical well-being, is that this was a riot that was unleashed, incited, and inspired by the President of the United States, which targeted
the heart of American democracy. The President didn't say, no, you could say
that targeted the
American, the President
Well, Hannity doesn't like Geraldo telling the truth on Fox News. They're not big into that. And I would say, as many times as I've heard that lie told, or at least this false parallel, this false analogy. Well, what about the Black Lives Matter and all the riotous behavior? And why aren't we having a January 6th Black Lives Matter commission? Right? We've heard that. Well, Geraldo answers in the clearest possible way. Because you were trying to take down the government of the United States. That's a little different than peaceful protest. Even if they turn bad, that's different than trying to overturn the election and the outcome of an election. You know, the governance of the United States. That's an insurrection. That's treason. Well, Hannity says the real treason is the disclosure of his private text, of course. Cut two.
No, stop. The president said peacefully, patriotically march to the Capitol. That's your opinion. I don't even want to go down that road. That's not the question tonight.
Of course you don't, Sean.
The question is this corrupt committee. The question is why this riot and not 574 other riots. The question is there any privacy in this country anymore, or do they get to release thousands more of individual private citizens' texts?
You know what, Hannity? Nobody's releasing the text from you to your girlfriend. The airhead, Ainsley Earhart, you know, he's dating the other Fox News host now. Left his wife for her. She left her husband for him. You know, it's a match made on Fox News. But those aren't the sort of personal texts. You know, your eggplant emojis. That's not what people are releasing here. What's being released is a text to the chief of staff, to the president of the United States, during a violent insurrection happening at the U.S. Capitol. And Hannity, you were the guy sending the text messages. You know that. You were quite concerned at the time. And hell, even Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo gets to cast shade right to your face, Hannity. Gets to call you out right to your face. Well, let's hear it from Geraldo. Play cut three.
I beg you, Sean, to remember the frame of mind you were in when you wrote that text on January 6th, and when Laura did, and when Brian did, and when Don Jr. did. Remember the concern you had. Remember the frustration at our beloved 45th president.
Yeah, because
How can he be doing this? Why doesn't he say something? Why?
But you saw unfolding before your very eyes
an attack on democracy.
Let me give it to
an
Dan.
Attack on the Constitution.
The point,
an attack
but
on
he
the
did
Capitol
not call
of the
for
United
that.
States
he
of America.
He said peacefully, and then he did do it.
Well, he said fight like hell, and then somewhere in the end he threw in a peacefully. And let's not forget Donald Trump. I don't know if you've been watching my sexy new friend Liz Cheney talking about Donald Trump in the last couple days, but she keeps alluding to criminal statute. Effectively, what did the president know, and when did he know it, and why didn't he react If you knew this violent insurrection's going on, why didn't you react for 187 minutes, over 3 hours? Hannity, your boy, didn't react for over 3 hours. You were sending personal texts to his chief of staff. Guess he was blowing you off as well. You, Kilmeade, Laura Ingraham, his own son, Don Jr. And then Dan Bongino. He's a righty-whitey talk radio host. Apparently, a Foxy News contributor. He's going to put his 2 cents worth in. Because you know what, Geraldo? You ain't being loyal to the cult leader. Cut four.
Dan, you have less than a minute. We're running out of time.
Geraldo, we've been arguing about this forever. The backstabbing of the president you're engaging in is really disgusting. And it's really vile that you pretend to be this
guy's friend and you continue to do this. I resent that.
He supported Donald Trump on tape. I don't care if you resent it. He abandoned the election results and he refused
march peacefully
to,
he refused to accept the will of the American people.
You heard it.
Nobody can hear you. You got to leave it there.
And you stabbed him in the back. You heard it.
Thank you. Thank you both.
At two, Geraldo. At two, 844-967-2789. A little family feud over on the Foxy News. Pizza Box Mike, don't start a fight, man. How you doing? Pizza Box. Oh, must be working, doing some. Put you on hold, Pizza Box. You better be responsive if I give you another chance. So, anyways, last night on the Foxy News, had a little fireworks episode. You know, I want to read a little article about this from the body of a opinion piece. Well, good faith actors are busy picking up. Let me start a little earlier here. Privately, the network's biggest stars were freaked out by the Capitol insurrection. They clearly and correctly saw it as something Donald Trump purposefully instigated. Publicly, however, they were willing to deflect blame from Trump, defend the rioters, and minimize the violence. But rather than apologize to their viewers, talking about the Fox News viewers, for spending 11 months lying to them, the Hydra-headed Fox News monster just threw out a bunch of contradictory and not even remotely persuasive excuses. Laura Eva Braun Ingraham whined about the left-wing media hacks who are in spin and defame mode. Tucker Carlson flatly claimed that the texts were exculpatory. Oh yeah, exculpatory, and a tribute to the people who wrote them. You know, his colleague Sean Hannity sneered that the release of his text messages was a weak attempt to smear yours truly and presumably, I guess, President Trump. In reality, Republican Rep. Liz Cheney of Wyoming, who is a hardcore conservative, but is just an outlier in the finding fascist insurrectionist distasteful, simply read the text verbatim, no garnish needed, to expose these two as sleazy liars. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Oh, man, I got a fine guest joining me next. He is Bill McCashin, a Republican. I hope he's not a big liar. We'll find out. Come back, Bill McCashin, hour two. More Devil's Advocates. I know you will. You're sticking around. Don't lie to me.